Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the total confirmed cases of COVID-19 in India have risen to over 14 lakh now. The total count right now stands at 14,35,453, and that's according to the latest update from the Union Health Ministry. This number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll. Now, as many as 49,931 new COVID-19 cases have been reported in just the last 24 hours. This is the sharpest spike that we have seen in a single day. Also, 708 deaths were reported in the last 24 hours as well. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 32,771. The reported active cases in the country right now stand at 4,85,114. Now, as many as 9,17,567 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. Now, India's COVID-19 recovery rate stands at 63.9%. Now, with 3,75,799 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. It is followed by Tamil Nadu, which has a total of 2,13,723 cases, and Delhi, which has a total number of 1,30,606 cases of COVID-19. Now, over the last month, Delhi and Mumbai have shown a significant drop in new COVID-19 cases being reported every day. The doubling rate in both cities, once considered India's largest hotspots, is now well over 2 months. Now, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said that there is an improvement in the COVID-19 situation in Delhi. In fact, he said that the Delhi model is being discussed in India and across the world. Now, today, the recovery rate in Delhi stands at 88%. Only 9% of the people are ill right now, and 2 to 3% of the people have died. Now, there is a decline in the number of deaths as well. Delhi government has also started, in fact, it is about to start a portal on jobs as well, which is called jobs.delhi.gov.in. Now, those who are looking to recruit people for jobs can go to this website, update their requirement. Job seekers as well can go there and update their qualification, experience and requirement. It will be a Rozgar Bazaar, said Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Moving on, the Indian Council of Medical Research has said that over 1.68 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, over 5,15,000 have been tested just yesterday. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also launched the high-throughput COVID-19 testing facilities in Kolkata, Mumbai and Noida. This will help ramp up India's testing capacity and strengthen early detection and treatment in the country. Moving on, Adar Poonawalla, while responding to a tweet from Ronnie Screwvala, has said that Serum Institute of India's production capacity of just one day will be enough to cover every Parsi on the planet. Remember, this comes after a whole lot of news has been buzzing that Cyrus Poonawalla has agreed on securing 60,000 vials of COVID-19 vaccines just for the Parsi community. There have been a whole lot of reports doing the rounds talking about how the Parsi community has reached out to Cyrus Poonawalla, who is the founder of Serum Institute of India, to secure some vaccines for the Parsi community, as it is the need of the hour to safeguard the very micro community that exists on the planet, which has a total number of just around 60,000 Parsis. Moving on, Air India has now announced that fifth phase of Vande Bharat mission, which is slated to begin from August 1st, 2020, will see Indian carriers open up to many more international destinations. Notably, the phase 5 will commence on a day that the country will also enter unlock phase 3. Supreme Court seeks reply from University Grants Commission, that is UGC, on a batch of pleas challenging its circular and seeking cancellation of the final term examination in view of COVID-19. UGC to file reply by July 29th and the matter will be heard by the July 31st. In another matter, the Supreme Court has reserved its order on Monday, that's today, on a plea which said that all the money collected under PM CARES Fund for COVID-19 pandemic should be transferred to the National Disaster Response Fund, or NDRF. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, told a bench headed by Justice Ashok Bhushan that Prime Minister CARES Fund is a voluntary fund, while funds to the NDRF and SDRF are made available through the budgetary allocation. Moving on, the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, that is FICCI, has recommended easing the prohibitions on sectors such as aviation, sports, educational institutions, tourism, and entertainment during Unlock 3.0, a calibrated exit from COVID-19-induced lockdown. Unlock 2.0 ends on July 31st. Let's move on with that from all the updates of COVID-19 from across the world. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world stand at 1.6 crore, and that is according to a Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered. The overall global death toll withstands at 6.4 lakh. Now, with over 41.9 lakh reported cases till date, the USA is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa. Hong Kong has in fact announced further restrictions to curb a surge in coronavirus cases, including a ban on gatherings of more than two people, a total bar on restaurant dining, and mandatory face masks in all public places, including outdoors. Now, since late January, more than 2,600 people have been infected in Hong Kong, 20 of whom have died. Moving on, Muslim pilgrims have started arriving in Mecca for the drastically scaled-down Hajj in Saudi. Authorities also balance the kingdom's oversight as of one of Islam's key pillars and safety of visitors in the face of the global pandemic. The Hajj, which begins on July 29th, normally draws around 2.5 million people for five intense days of worship in one of the world's largest gatherings of people from around the world. This year, Saudi Arabia's Hajj ministry has said that between 1,000 to 10,000 people already residing in the kingdom will be allowed to perform the pilgrimage. Now, China has recorded 61 new coronavirus cases as on Monday, the highest daily figure since April, propelled by clusters in three separate regions that have sparked fears of a fresh wave. Now, the bulk of 57 new domestic cases were found in the far northwestern Xinjiang region, according to the National Health Commission, where a sudden outbreak in the regional capital of Urumqi occurred in mid-July. Moving on, Australia's second most populous state of Victoria reported on Monday six new deaths from the coronavirus and logged a record daily increase of 532 new cases compared with 459 a day earlier. Also, Vietnam is evacuating 80,000 people, mostly local tourists, from the central tourism hotspot of Da Nang. Also, after three residents tested positive for the COVID-19 disease at the weekend. Now, this is as per the government reports. With that, it's a wrap here on this podcast. But do not forget to tune in to our Setting Sail podcast, where Bollywood voice artist Neha Gargava shares her views on nepotism, OTT platforms, and much more with Priyanka Sahai.